The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
DJ Automatic is not good in a crisis. Husband, I love you, but we need to have a convo. All right. Happy Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I want to talk about the first time I engaged with you in a crisis. I was expecting our daughter, Ava Matic. And I went into labor and I did not say anything. This is my third child, okay? Not my first rodeo. And I didn't want to sit at the hospital and wait. So I thought, I'm going to be in labor in my Casa house, and once I can't take the pain anymore, I'll tell DJ Automatic.
Veteran
so,
move.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Was it her first rodeo?
No, she is like the Tom Brady of pregnancies.
Yeah. So Automatic falls asleep, and I'm just kind of laying there counting the minutes. And then when it's just out of control, I say, hey, I'm in labor. He gets up. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I thought it was going to be like the movies.
I thought it was go time.
The baby's on the way right now.
I thought it was going to be like speeding to the hospital.
He's running in circles in the house. I'm like, where are you going? Like, you're not going anywhere. Doesn't get the bag. I'm like, sir, first of all, I'm going to take a shower. I want to vacuum. I want to get the bassinet ready. Like, and he's just like, I don't understand. I'm like, just calm down.
And I was like, this is anticlimactic.
So, said you.
There was already anyway, enough climaxing going on, dude.
I'm like, right? We're about to have a child. So anyway, yesterday, the gas pipe in our Airbnb had some issues. So the owner of the Airbnb calls me and says, hey, the gas auto starts freaking out. Oh, my God.
First of all,
a gas leak
in a little apartment is a big deal.
And he's running around the apartment, same thing, running around in a circle.
Packing my bag.
Packed an entire suitcase.
Well, first of all, I don't want to be cold. Second of all, gas, you can't smell it, and you could die in there.
You can't smell gas.
And the other thing was, is I could stay at the radio station, or our apartment is almost finished. I could stay there on the floor.
Needless to say, 2.5 hours later, the gas is fixed, everything's fine, and the bag is still packed, sir. Unpack your bag, Automatic, and settle down.
You know what? I'm ready for that next crisis, okay? And you're not.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and kick it off with National Book Shelfie Day. This is encouraging you to take a selfie with your favorite book.
Oh.
Do you think people really read anymore? It's supposed to be back.
I mean, people sell books, so obviously
I feel like more people are reading now than maybe 5 years ago because they want to be detached from anything online.
I agree, Anthony A. And you have to read more than the headline. There's actually an article attached. All right, what else do you have?
And we have also, ooh, Dana, you're going to like this one. It's National Brownie Day or Blondie Day.
Mm. You have to burn them, though.
No. The thing is, Dana wants all of her goods, her baked goods, a little bit burnt, and nobody likes it that way besides you.
Everybody likes the burnt edges. Oh, they sell burnt edges.
Anthony, do you like burnt baked goods?
When it comes to brownies, I take them burnt. Not burnt, whatever. How do you doughy? I don't care.
Dana's center, brain is burnt.
I agree.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Lauren Giddings graduated from law school, had a bright future until one day she goes missing. Oh. That's what we're going to talk about in today's Crazy Crimes of Passion. She had an older boyfriend, 20 years her senior. That never bothered Lauren. Very happy with him. Everything's good. We're going to take it back a little further, though. I'm going to start talking about a neighbor she had as well, named Stephen McDaniel. He had a pretty relatively normal childhood, lower income, but his parents worked in factories to support him. Classmates say he was a bully, especially mean to girls. Classmates with Lauren. And he really liked her. He became friends with her. And he also lived next to Lauren. So there's two suspects in this here story. Boyfriend or Stephen McDaniel. Because Stephen started to ask Lauren out. And she would politely decline every time. Because
she had a boyfriend that was 20 years older than her.
Yeah, she had a man in her life. Now, Stephen continued to ask her out. And in fact, the last time he asked her out, 1 week later, Lauren goes missing. What she had no idea about is that he had become obsessed with her. Remember, they're neighbors. After family and friends reported that Lauren wasn't at home and she's not answering her calls, authorities went to her apartment, but there was no signs of forced entry. So reporters started gathering outside the residence. Police searched her apartment, looked pretty clean until they inspected her bathroom using luminol and her tub lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh.
So you know right away something happened there because it detects blood. And there was just a crazy amount of blood.
That's when they used the black light, right?
Yes, yes. So cops began to search the grounds and they noticed a foul smell coming from the trash can. And they found Lauren's torso wrapped in plastic sheets.
Oh.
This news was picked up on a police radio scanner. Reporters began interviewing people in the neighborhood, including Stephen McDaniel, who seemed to be shocked at this news.
She's as nice as can be. I mean, very personable, very much a people person. We don't know where she is. I mean, the only thing we can think is that maybe she went out running and someone snatched her.
The TV reporter asks him more questions, and he's open about the fact that he went into her apartment with her best friend.
One of her friends had a key. We went inside and tried to see if there was anything amiss, but she had a door jammed that was sitting right by it, so there was no sign that anyone broke in. The door was locked when everyone got here.
Sounds pretty calm, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's her boyfriend. Well, things change when the reporter lets Stephen know that a body was found in a trash can right outside of both of their homes. Listen to his demeanor. The second that he finds out Lauren's been found.
I think I need to sit down.
Why would anyone do this? I heard something. Maybe I could have helped.
When you watch this video, he can't even stand. He's so distraught. He sits down. He begins crying. Now, cops took him in for questioning, and he continued to deny any involvement at all.
There's blood in your apartment, Stephen. You didn't get it all up. You scrubbed and you wiped. But we can tell that. Don't you watch CSI? Why is there blood in your bathroom?
I don't know.
Yes, you do know. Why, Stephen?
I have to mention that as I'm watching this, I was so disturbed and I got chills. This is a two-hour interrogation. Stephen McDaniel never moves his body for two whole hours. Here's more of that interview.
You heard that girl. You heard her, man. She was screaming. And I know you feel bad about it. What came over you, man?
I don't know.
We wanted just to give you an opportunity to tell what happened.
I didn't do anything.
You're lying.
And turns out McDaniels was lying. He finally admits to breaking into two apartments, stealing a condom, then opening Lauren's door. He had a master key to every apartment, by the way, in their complex. How he got it, no one knows. He opened Lauren's door, where he sexually assaulted her and killed her, then sawed her body up and threw it into the trash. Authorities also found child pornography on his computer, Giddings' DNA-stained underwear, and this is what they presented him with. Once he realized he was going to face a death penalty, he confessed to everything and said he did it because Lauren wouldn't go out with him.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, so he's currently serving a life sentence at Hancock State Prison in Georgia. This video is up right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You can go watch, like I said, the interrogation room and that interview he had on live television. And of course, listen to this on the Dana Cortez Show podcast, wherever you stream podcasts. True crime stories in under 5 minutes. That's today's Crazy Crimes of Passion.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want you to get on our list to play Who's Lying, 877-730-DCS1. We have today's contestants on the line. Samantha's the mom. Kylie is a little girl. Are you guys ready to play Who's Lying?
We are.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. And I'm crossing my fingers, my toes, my eyes, everything, because I want you to win. Okay.
Yes, Kylie wants to win so bad, too. Oh. She's so excited.
Okay. So first of all, each one of us is going to go around the room and tell you a little story about ourselves. Catches, somebody's telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you win free Dana Cortez Show merch. I'm going to go first. So I want to talk about when I was little and it would snow in a little town I'm from in West Texas. I played in the snow. I didn't have snow gloves, though. I had these little hand-knitted mittens, which get completely wet. My hands would be freezing, but it didn't matter. I wanted to stay outside, and until my Nana would yell at me and say, it's time to come inside. Finally, she'd get upset, and then she would have hot atole, which is Mexican hot chocolate with homemade cinnamon, or not homemade, real cinnamon inside, and she would make caldo, which is soup, and it was so good. Everything warm just felt amazing because I was freezing.
I wouldn't want to go outside with all that going on inside. DJ Automatic here. I was actually born in Minnesota. I lived there till I was 8, and I actually did walk to school in a blizzard more than once. I would look like little Ralphie from A Christmas Story, you know, the kid you shoot your eye out. I would do that, and it was over a mile there and back.
Oh, wow. Yo, what up? Anthony A. And yeah, we had to go to school in a blizzard as well, too. But shout out to my grandpa because he would step up and pick up all the kids in his big 4x4 truck and take us all to school in the middle of a blizzard.
Oh, Samantha and Kylie, somebody in the studio is telling a lie. And if you guess correctly, you get the free Dana Cortez Show merch. Who's lying?
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with what you think.
I think it's Anthony O.
You're right!
How did you catch me?
I don't know.
You know why?
She's like, your story was so simple.
Not just that. She's thinking, I don't know anybody's grandpa that's going to pick every kid up on the block and take them to school. Grandpa's saying they better get their own ride.
And I really did grow up in Minnesota, and I did walk to the school in a blizzard.
Yeah, and I really had mittens that were soaking wet by the time I go inside. Samantha, thank you so much for calling us. Of course, we need mom on the line so Kylie could play. And now we just need to get you your merch, and I want to thank you both for listening. We love you. Congratulations.
We love you guys too. Thank you.
If you want to play and get on the list for Who's Lying, call us up 877-730-DCS1. Woo! Congratulations, Samantha and Kylie. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did Justin Bieber unfollow his wife, Hailey Bieber, on Instagram? Mm. Well, rumors are flying. Before I tell you yes or no, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Caitlin Clark, Logic, and from Flavortown, Guy Fieri celebrating his birthday.
You're the only person who's excited about that guy's birthday.
There's somebody out there who loves Guy Fieri. A lot of us out there. Shout out Guy Fieri, loyal Raider fan, my brother, Flavortown.
His hair kills me.
Okay, so rumors were flying around yesterday. I mean, everybody from Vanity Fair to Cosmopolitan magazine were speculating that Justin Bieber unfollowed wife Hailey Bieber. Untrue. He still follows her. I think the reason is because he did throw up this photo of himself partaking in what appears
to be... He's doing bong rips.
Okay, automatically.
And
I was trying to
be a little...
And he's
put up a sad song by Johnny Cash that says, "There you go." Like, he might have lost his wife or lost somebody in his life. Well, do you think he's upset about Selena Gomez getting engaged?
No, I think that he's got music coming out. And so he wants us to talk about him. He wants to, you know, have us over here speculating on things. And we're doing it.
Yeah.
And Justin Bieber, we know, has had issues in the past with drinking and whatnot. At least
I'm
this
here
is a more...
Rip Justin.
At least this is more of a natural approach.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, per se. More peaches. That type of Justin Bieber. I like that.
Yeah. Do you think that you brought up Selena Gomez? Automatic. Completely off topic. Look, I know they're not together. He's happily married. He's got a brand new baby and all that.
He was upset that she's with Benny Blanco, though.
I don't know that, and you don't know that for a fact. These are all allegations. My thing is, he got married 6 months after he and Selena Gomez split. It's very Jennifer Lopez of him. You know, it's very J-Lo. I'm not so sure that... I hope they make it. I think him and Hailey make a great couple.
So dare we say that was a rebound marriage?
I've had one or two, so yeah. I think so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Only one artist this year has beat Taylor Swift with the album release and units, and it's not Drake. So let's tell you who it is after Anthony gives us celebrity birthdays.
We have Caitlin Clark celebrating her birthday, The rapper Logic, and fellow Raider fan Guy Fieri celebrating his birthday as well.
All right, so Bad Bunny's Debí Tirar Más Fotos is number one after its first full tracking week and beating out Taylor Swift's Lover Live from Paris with just 1,000 units, though.
Dang.
So it was really tight. It's interesting to me that these two are as close as they are. Number one, they're friends. We know that for sure. Number two, I've heard they may work on a song together. I don't know if that's true or not.
I would really love that.
That
would be great.
Benito and Taylor?
Oh, automatic. That would shut things down. Aye. Number three, Bad Bunny sold 400,000 concert tickets in 30 minutes.
Yo.
To his residency in Puerto Rico.
We went and saw him on his last tour. Oh, and I've been a Bad Bunny fan, but now I'm like a fanatic because his show live was amazing.
You were like, oh, this and that. But while we were at the show, Otto was standing up as much as me, taking photos and being that excited. And Jesse Watts, she's our producer behind the scenes. She said something interesting. She said, I don't know what's being said, but there's these trends that I'm seeing on social media, Instagram and TikTok, and it's people using Bad Bunny music and they're talking about their family, and you just feel it. You feel his emotion in his songs, regardless of whether you speak Espanol or not.
Yeah, this new album is a lot about gratitude and a lot about appreciating the moment and appreciating the loved ones in your life. So
I feel like he's back to his roots.
I do too, Automatic, and that's why he's spending so much time in his in Puerto Rico, where he was born. And the album really is about the history of Puerto Rico. He does not want it to become a United States territory. He's talking about gentrification, colonization. It's so deep, the album. So if you don't get it, take another listen, and I think you will.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite items at Chick-fil-A is changing. The ingredient is changing. Let's discuss in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Temperatures have dropped all over the country, from Cali to southern states like Texas. Louisiana is getting snow like they never do. And it's the polar vortex, which is making things cold. I'm not a meteorologist, okay? I just read that and I started thinking about things I used to do when I was really cold, when I was little. It didn't bother me. Now, if the temperature drops below 50, I'm freezing. Oh. I used to put mittens on, cloth mittens, play in the snow for hours with freezing wet hands and not even care, go inside and have some hot atole and everything was fine.
Well, that's the wonders of being a child.
You don't care. Remember just playing outside and also, never ever wanting to go inside?
Dana, aren't you a person, don't you not like lower your air conditioner either?
Never.
Yeah, so that's, you're not.
I have my AC at 78.
Okay, whoa, gross.
That's cool.
That's why you're not built for this.
And I have my heater at 68.
Oh. Make it
the
make sense.
The man's not getting my money. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Chick-fil-A is changing their fries, but they say they're not going to change the taste. So they're going to use a new ingredient, which is called pea starch, which is gluten-free for all my gluten people out there.
Is it still waffle, though?
It's still a waffle fry. They say it's not going to be as crispy as long as it was.
Man, I love
They weren't crispy to begin with.
I love me some Chick-fil-A.
And I love me a Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
I think they had like a good little texture to them too, bro. So yeah, shout out to that. I'm excited for this.
But now they're going to have a soggy texture?
Less crispy is what they say.
Okay, well, who's going to try them first?
I will. They haven't let me down yet, so I'll gladly step up to this plate.
All right, you go ahead and let me know what that pea starch tastes like.
Will do.
And come right back here and tell us. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's kick it off with National Blonde Brownie Day.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Speaking one of the best of brownies taste, out there.
And you gotta burn them.
American invention. Rumor is it started in Ohio in 1940. So shout out to the blonde brownie.
In Ohio, blonde brownie? Doesn't surprise me. What else do you have?
And we also have National Polka Dot Day. So I'm not really a polka dot guy myself.
You know, none of us here look great in polka dots.
Yeah. I mean, does any polka dots say a lot? You want attention when you got polka dots.
I love them. No, they look so good. I love to see, you know, a woman who can carry herself with polka dots and then red shoes. Like, it looks, there's just look about it. Like, it's very glam 50s. Being 5'2, and yeah, not on me. I look like a big dot.
And we'll wrap it up on National Library Shelfie Day. So take a selfie with your book for all my bookworms out there.
How many people read? I think all of us here enjoy literature every now and again. Ant, what book are you reading right now? Or what was the last book you read?
I'm currently reading Be Here Now, which is a spiritual guide and a yoga instruction book from the 70s.
I love that. Very retro, DJ Automatic.
I'm reading a book on quantum physics right now that talks
for
about...
For fun?
Yeah, well, it talks about the... That we're living in a simulated multiverse, which is pretty deep, and it scares the hell out of me.
Like kind of Matrix stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, but why are you reading that? That sounds creepy.
Because it's interesting. That's the only reason. It's just a way to expand the mind.
Okay, a book I recommend, ladies. It's called Brenda's Beaver Needs a Trim. This is not for children. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, earlier today, the crazy crimes of passion scared me so much. A woman was living next door to a man who was obsessed with her, went to class with him, went to law school.
They were friends, right?
Yes. He ended up murdering her.
Because she wouldn't go out with him.
Yeah, it was just awful. It's Crazy Crimes of Passion. You can listen to that on a podcast later. I started thinking, though, how women have to move so differently than men.
Like, guys don't have to think twice about stopping to put gas in the middle of the night.
Thank you, Anthony A.
Yeah, that's something that we don't have to.
I mean, I think about when I'm going to the ATM, but that's pretty much the only time where I'm like really on my. I mean, I'm always aware of my situation, but when I go to the ATM at night, somebody tried to rob me one time in San Francisco.
What'd you do?
I didn't give them the money.
Yes, you know, I had to talk to my credit union because when I go through the drive-through of my credit union, they always ask for personal information, like to yell it out over the intercom.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, I'm going to get robbed yelling out my personal info right here on my car, dog. But back to more serious things. I feel bad for women and, you know, even the story we talked about today. It's just
What do you do, Anthony, to stay safe?
To stay safe? When I'm walking or going on my afternoon runs, I only wear one AirPod in. That way I could kind of keep an ear out for the natural sounds of what's going on around my surroundings.
Started thinking about a good friend of mine who tried fighting for her bag, and unfortunately she lost her life. Number one, ladies and guys, someone asks you for your money, your credit card, your jewelry, hand it over. It is not worth getting hurt over.
Nope.
Number two, ladies, do not put gas in your car late at night. And if you're in a sketch neighborhood, which, I mean, everybody, there's sketch neighborhoods all over.
Neighborhoods got the best gas prices.
They do. So you do it during the day and make sure there's plenty of people around you. I never put gas late at night.
That's the one thing. Women always need to be aware of their surroundings because there's a creeper everywhere.
And even if you're with a man, sometimes if it's just you two, it could go wrong. There's no reason to put yourself in a situation.
You're with a man like me, I hope you can fight. I hope scream very loud.
You better have my back.
Yeah. I swear, the other day I'm walking with DJ Automatic here, my husband. I didn't see, but there was a creepy van that rolled by.
The world's most creepy van. So it's an all-white van with blacked-out windows, so you couldn't see inside of it at all. Had an American flag hanging off of it. But it also had little smidges of blood on the front. So he either put that there on purpose, so he's just a creepy guy, or it was the creepiest van in America.
And I didn't even notice.
Oh, I notice everything.
Thing is, I think DJ Automatic would have left me there, and I would have just been by myself.
I would have not.
All right, we'll be back with more on the radio coming up. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.